Hello and welcome to the Field Talk podcast from the Linder Farm Network, the voice of Minnesota agriculture. A familiar, longtime farm broadcaster with roots in western Minnesota has hung up the microphone but isn't stepping away from agriculture. Lynn Kettleson caught up with Randy Coonan in this Field Talk podcast.
And we have a special guest with us today here on the Linder Farm Network, Randy Coonan, who originally from the Clara City area, worked in radio in the Wilmer area, and then moved on to Grand Forks, North Dakota with the Red River Farm Network. He's back, Randy, helping your brother in the Clara City area right now. You retired from the farm broadcast. What are you up to right now?
Yeah, well, today now it happened to be raining, so we're kind of just taking it easy here today. But in the Clara City area, come down whenever it's fit. They've had such a horrible year this year with so much rain and water that crops are really struggling.
You know, it is interesting because we've been watching the rain, and it seems like that Clara City, Wilmer area, Renville County, they've just been getting nailed with one rain after another.
Yeah, it seems like it was about the time things would just get fit for we could work, maybe work in the field for a day, then we get another inch of rain. So it's just been kind of frustrating.
So at this point, not any activity going on that you've seen?
Right. Some of this area was scheduled to do pre-pile beet harvest this week, but I think now with this rain, it's going to take care of that, I think.
All right, Randy. Well, let's talk about you. First, tell us about your radio days in Wilmer. I know you worked at KDJS for Perry Kugler. Tell us about that. When did you start and what did you do?
I was trying to think. I started part-time working at KDJS. It had to have been 97, 98, somewhere in that area. And then I had my auction sale. I farmed here by Clara City. Had my auction sale in 99, and then worked for Perry until he sold the stations. And then shortly after that, that's when I actually moved down to West Point, Nebraska, and worked there for 6 years, and before I moved up to Grand Forks.
Interesting. And that's quite a move to go that far north.
Yeah. Kind of funny, when I did my job interview, I had to drive through a snowstorm to get there, and that should have wakened me up, but I didn't think of that.
Yeah, it's interesting. And you've had a great career in farm broadcasting for many, many years, and I know a lot of ties to that area, and but it's neat to see you back in the Clara City area, at least part-time farming.
Yeah, exactly. Just part-time. I come down, help whenever my brother needs help with his farm. And then I head back up north. And we got our son has been in that area yet, but our daughter and grandkids and son-in-law are down here in Clara City.
Oh, okay, interesting. I was going to ask you about relatives. Give us the rundown again.
Well, our son is working as a service tech for Titan Machinery up in Northwood, North Dakota. And then our daughter is a public health nurse in Montevideo. And son-in-law works at the bank here in Clara City. And we got three grandkids here.
Excellent. So in your career as a farm broadcaster, and I know I've had people ask me, and it's a tough question. They ask, well, you know, what are some of the highlights and so on? Any thoughts that come to your mind?
I think I had a chance to think about that once before. And I think the highlights were as I was moving up through the ranks of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, sitting in the meetings with, especially for you, you were one of the farm broadcasters I listened to when I was farming. And then, of course, we had Orion Samuelson and Max Armstrong. And I'm sitting at a meeting with all you guys thinking to myself, what am I doing here? Because I'm just a farm kid. And it seemed like it worked out.
It worked, you know, at the end of the day, we were all just farm kids. That's where farm broadcasters come from for the most part.
Yep, for sure. And that's what I kind of figured out. And Don Wick told me right away, he said, you're going to have instant credibility with the farmers because you're one of them. And boy, he was right on that.
Yeah, and he's doing a great job covering the Red River Valley and that area of Minnesota.
Yeah, for sure.
You bet. So
that's one thing too. Up in that area, I knew about the sugar beets up there, and I knew about the sunflowers and how much wheat is growing up there. But I had no clue how many potatoes are up there, canola, flax, just a lot of different crops up in that area.
No doubt. And it's been amazing to see the transition with soybeans grown in that area, hasn't it?
Soybeans and corn. Matter of fact, the first year I was up there, I went to a NDSU, put a soybean seminar meeting on. And the questions the farmers were asking were, because we raise soybeans, and I thought, well, pretty simplistic. But then I realized those guys had never raised soybeans before, so it was all brand new to them.
Yeah, interesting. And now one of the fastest growing areas in the country. So
yes,
it's amazing. So what's
it really is?
Yeah, what's future hold for you now? You retired from the radio ranks at this point. So what do you see yourself?
Well, actually, I'm going back to trade school, and in the middle of September, I'm going down to Texas to the National RV Training Academy, and going to become a RV inspector and service tech. And something I've always, done as a hobby in sidelines. And I'm thinking, if I'd like to become a snowbird, so go south in the wintertime, but that doing the inspections and service tech on minor issues on RVs and campers and things, I can do that at any campground where I'm at.
Absolutely.
Still have a little bit of income coming in and do it through my retirement years.
And, it's amazing how many people, and we have an RV. In fact, my brothers are in the RV business in Cedar Rapids, Des Moines, the Davenport area, soon to be in Kansas and so on. And, it's just such a fun industry and so many snowbirds and people working at campgrounds all over the country. It's a whole nother industry.
Yeah, yeah. And it was just a fluke how I stumbled across it as well. So it just kind of almost seems like it's meant to be that way.
Fantastic. Well, Randy, good to talk to you here. We appreciate it. And all the best, and we will stay in touch with you.
Very good. Thank you much for the call.
You bet. Randy Coonan with us here on the Linder Farm Network. We'll be back in a moment.
Thanks for listening. Find other podcasts at linderfarmnetwork.com and on Apple and Spotify. Get the latest in farm news and market information daily from your local LFN affiliate.